Log Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man. I know you can,
yes,
I know you will,
yes,
fight my battle,
yes,
I keep still.
Yes,
now, come on, be a friend right now. Protection.
Yes, there were times in Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This has been a very strange evening, but that's okay. We're here. I want to start off by wishing a happy Father's Day to all of the biological fathers, the men that have undertaken the role of being mentors to some of our young folk, to being role models for some of our young folk. You know, a whole lot more than DNA to make you a father. So I thank you all for that. This is the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. Oh, we've been booted off and shows canceled and rescheduled and all kinds of mess tonight, but we're still here. It'd be one or two that remain here, or we grow to a larger numbers. We're going to do what it do. But first and foremost, as you all know, we always start a show off in prayer. So if you would all go with me to the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for Father's Day. So we wish you a happy Father's Day because you are the Father. To those that are without fathers, absentee fathers, deadbeat dads, fathers that have passed on, young children that don't know a father figure, we know that you are the ultimate Father, and we praise you and we thank you for this. Father God, we offer this platform to you, Father. Have your way, Lord. Though we may be few in numbers this night, we know that your word can do a wondrous thing. So we'd ask that you would use each and every one of us to have your way. We thank you, Lord. We love you. And we honor you. And it's in the precious name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen. And with that being said, like I said, we don't have many, but we have a few. So I'm going to spit my piece. Then we're going to open the mics. Okay. Tonight's show theme was freedom and release. You know, breaking shackles didn't take into the account that it was Father's Day. So the piece I'm going to do kind of touches on both categories. You know, because fathers, we are charged by God to be the religious leaders and teachers of our families. The way things are today, I believe that onus or that responsibility spreads beyond biological fathers to the role models, to those male mentors, you know, for our young ones. Peace. And hopes that touches someone, and God has his way. This piece is called Teach Our Future. The future for all mankind is in the hands of our youth. This means it's each of our jobs to ensure that they know the truth. We don't have the right to label them Generation X or anything else if we have not taught them about God and his righteousness. Too many children today are being raised by TV, themselves, or the streets, a way of life that spreads discontent and sin to every soul they meet. Many parents are failing in their duties of raising their offspring in Christ. Too caught up in selfish pursuits, we've ill-prepared them for life. Most children know little, if anything, of the requirements of our Lord. This generation of idol worshipers must be brought into one accord, teaching, sharing, and showing them God. It's the only way to restore this lost and ill-prepared world to one our Father will endure and adore. Our season on earth is soon ending to be passed on to our young. So let's teach them about our Savior, who for all our sins was hung. Without them knowing of Jesus and his life-giving sacrifice, they can never attain the promised glory for which he paid the price. Satis. I sincerely feel that we are allowing the enemy to win. You know, the only way to really bring down a building is to take out the foundation first. The only way to kill a tree is to destroy the roots. That's what the enemy's doing. He's ill-preparing our youth. He's flashing tidbits of BS in front of our faces to distract us from our duties of raising our children. That's our future. That's the future of body of Christ. That's the future of our race. It is the future, period. So we have to do our part. It's Satan's one and only goal is to tear us down, to destroy us, to stop us from reaching what God has ordained for us to reach. So if we don't recognize and shed those scales from our eyes to recognize our part, then we're giving him the victory. So we need to really think about these things. Fathers were charged by God to be the religious leaders of the household. So that means we need to do our job. We can't be their friend. If our kids like us all the time, then we're failing them. We sometimes have to rock the boat. But anyway, I'm going to open the mic for the first caller. Area code 385. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, this is Miss VIP. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, lady? How are you? Thank you for calling back in. It was a hot mess.
You know what? I was about to come to Fellas Hill now. I was going to find you.
Oh, Lord. Wow, what us do? It wasn't me. That was the Blog Talk lady.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, we're about to get her, too.
Yeah. You need to beat that.
Okay. Well, first off, Danielle sent in a message, pray for Mary Henry, and she says she has stage 4, and she just wants a transition to be eased. So that was from Danielle. Since you can't see Messenger.
Okay. Who is that person?
Mary Henry.
Does she want Mary Harry?
Henry. Okay. H-E-N-R-Y.
Henry. Mary Henry. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you know, I'm in my golden years, so before I forget or assist my mind, why don't we just do that now?
All right. You're
good. All right. Yes, yes, thank you. Father God, we come before your marvelous throne of mercy once again, petitioning you, Father, for one of your own. Mary Henry, Father God, you know what they're going through. You know their conditions. We just ask that you would walk with them. Let them feel your presence as they go through what they have to go through, Lord, knowing that the end of the race, that you will be there with open arms, welcoming them to that transition, Father God. Father God, I know that you're calling yours home these days. I've been to so many funerals. So many are being called home. Those are the lucky ones that miss the rest of this. But Father God, we ask that you would just comfort them, that you would wrap your arms around the family that has to see their loved one transition. It's a hard thing. Show them with your peace that defies understanding, Lord. Just ask that you would have your way, Father. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what it is that you're about to do. Because we know that any request brought to you is answered. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in their lives. And it's in the precious name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please. Tell Danielle, thank you for that.
Yes, I will.
You know, that's what we do at the Inspiration Factory. God has his way here. You know,
that's exactly right.
I'm just grateful to be a part. So I don't know what we're going to do as far as pieces for tonight. I mean, I want freedom. I want release from some things that are holding us back. But at the end of the day, we just mm-hmm. want God to have his way. So with that being
Amen.
Said, what you got for us, sister? And I'm not going to mm-hmm. hold you tonight.
All right now. I have a piece called Delivered Exodus Peace.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That already sounds excellent.
I'm going to try. This had been on my mind.
With that, I'm going to shut my mouth
while.
And give you the mic.
All right, thank you.
I need to hear that. The mic is yours, Queen.
Okay. Thank you. She was tired, exhausted, weary. She mistakenly allowed the world to climb upon her shoulders. She always lived for others, never herself. Then as she became a woman, a mother, then grandmother, she realizes she is done physically. Bone tired, seen, felt too much. She sacrificed once, and that was a privilege. Then to do it again in duty, she asked for help in prayer for vibes of love and light, for she knew this wasn't physical, but a spiritual fight. Yet manifested to one, but there was something else. Mental illness reared its ugly head in her seed. She tried to help. She was a mother indeed. Got so bad she became weary due to being so worried. Last having to let go, dependent upon the divine, she declared the enemy won't have what's mine. So she made up a room and went to war. She knew her baby would go through, but someday no more. Her exodus was imminent. She had to leave everything to the Almighty to believe she could live more abundantly. Her prayers were heard. Deliverance was nigh. Upon awakening, she felt free, full of peace, and instantly said, I thank God for saving me. And that's that peace.
Mm-mm. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Now that I love.
Thank you.
Because there is nowhere to turn when we're in the grips of the end. No hopes, no doctors, medications, nothing is going to stop it. When the Lord's call on the call, it's time to go. But to have faith in knowing where you're going, to have peace in knowing where you're going, and to trust him
mm-hmm.
is the important thing.
Yes.
You know, and that makes it, that
Absolutely.
Makes all the difference in the world. Yeah, so I want everybody that heard that piece to really contemplate on that piece. We can't ask God for his help through something and then think that we have to do this, do that. And sometimes we have to fall back and trust him, to really trust him and
yes.
let him have his way. We get in our
mm-hmm.
own way so many times. But our God
yes.
is so awesome. He will not leave you in the midst of your turmoils alone if you just
mm-hmm.
get out the way.
Yeah.
I need y'all to really, really focus on that piece that my queen just shared with us and recognize that our God is just that good. Okay? Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Do not get it twisted. Ask him. Call on him.
That's right.
Sit back up. Watch God be God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that piece. That piece, yeah, that was, that, yeah. yeah. And I,
well,
no, I didn't
you,
even
sir.
Comment on the fact that you even had a title for it.
I know, right? Exactly.
That piece was just so good,
exactly.
I couldn't get smart with it. That was, that piece,
mm-hmm.
I loved it. Thank you so much for bringing that on here tonight. Yes.
Nothing but the fire.
Y'all got to recognize.
That's for sure.
Y'all got to recognize. Our dad can do it. And he, look, sometimes, you know, we do some things and then we're afraid to discuss it with our earthly parents because of judgment or beatings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, whether you got an earthly father or not, this present in your life, you have a Heavenly Father. He doesn't judge you. He accepts you as you are. He meets you where you are and brings you to where you need to be if you just allow him. keep that in mind. And that's why I said, on today, I need all y'all to think about that. This is Father's Day, so daddies love to grant wishes and do what they children would like from them. So this might be a good time to get on your knees and ask your daddy for what it is you need deliverance from. Ask him for what it is you need help from. Talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day. Talk to your father. Talk to him.
Yeah.
So, Adrian, what is it that you have going on in the Epiphany world?
Well, thank you for asking. On Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., of course, my co-host La Perla Negra and I will be back in the Love Zone. Now, the topic is yet to be determined, but come on in and have some fun. And I do believe it's Keith turned this Friday since he didn't go last Friday. So that'll be Renaissance Poetry. And then that next Friday, I will be having Express Your Vibe. So that's going to be good, too, because that's open mic for whatever is on your brain.
I know that's right. So that means 9 o'clock, folks need to call in that number, huh?
Same time, same back channel.
Okay. We don't change. It's always something there for you. Thank you so much, Queen. I really appreciate, man, do I ever appreciate that piece. But I appreciate you as well for being obedient.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad to hear you. I'm glad you're back. It's going to be a problem if you want.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I love you.
I had to pull some tricks. I don't want no trouble.
All right, man.
None whatsoever. Because I'm getting old. I can't run that fast no more. So you might catch me. So I got to be a little more careful. You know what I mean? All right. Adrian, God bless you, Queen. Thank you so much for coming through.
God bless you, too.
And I'm going to put you in the praise lounge and bring on the next caller.
Right.
K67, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, isn't that ironic that I'm after my co-host? Ain't that wonderful? How you doing, Paul?
Oh, Lord, I got double trouble going on. What the what?
I can't stand you.
I'm glad to hear you. This is Father's Day. I'm supposed to get a break, Lord.
Well, happy Father's Day to you. You know what? Let me tell you something. I made a little dedication video to all the men that I know that are fathers, and I know a lot of, not personally, but through Facebook, a lot of y'all are fathers,
right.
And I made that little dedication video to you and tagged all, and Facebook wouldn't let me post it because there was too many tags in it, and I was told to got away, because I had to punch those names in individually. Okay.
Oh, wow. So you did your duty.
That took a lot out of me. I said, you know what? Forget about it. I ain't even going to. I'm not doing it.
That's all right. You just let a lot of us know already. So that took some of the onus off. And I just want to appreciate your effort and your recognition. And
well,
you know what? Just
you,
for that,
thank you.
I got something for you.
It is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I
Keep on, keep on, keep on.
of mercies I see, day after day, forever faithful towards me.
Oh, yes, you are.
Always providing for me.
Oh,
great is your mercy towards me.
Hello, Danielle. You still there?
You know I'm here. You know that's one of my favorite songs. I needed that.
For your efforts for the fathers today. You know, Facebook trying to try to stop it. So I got to show you some appreciation and some love for that as well, you know?
Oh, thank you. And I also want to thank you.
And part of being the family guy, you know, sheesh.
Oh,
thank
you. Thank you. I want to thank you for the prayer earlier.
All the time.
You right about that. You are right about that.
And that shows that that's real family.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes you don't like each other all the time.
You ain't supposed to.
Sometimes you just want to be away from me, you know. But I want to thank you for the prayer for earlier. I had a friend 2 years ago that passed away from two different kinds of cancers, and I took it really, 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 really hard. It was hard for me to let them go. And I was real selfish with it because I was asking God in his last days to give him a little bit more time with me. And I was like, you know what, that's not fair. He's suffering. It takes time for him to go home. I had to learn how to let go. And that took a lot of days and nights of me crying real hard and talking to God about it. But I finally let it go. It was hard.
That's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. No, it isn't.
It's truly not easy.
But you know what? He saw me through it, and I don't deal with the pain of that anymore. It's still there, but it doesn't affect me.
Oh, yeah.
It used to. Yeah. Like I always say, you know, the pain never goes away. Your heart builds up a tolerance for dealing with it.
He just
enables
us to deal with it a little bit better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I thank y'all.
The mysteries of his love.
Despite us, he
will still do what it is that we need to be done. And then in hindsight, you scratch your head and say, oh, that was God's hand in the midst of that.
He's
the one that never leaves. We step away. He don't never leave us.
Ain't that what
He's
I tell
not
y'all?
Built like that.
No, no. Yeah. He's not going to do that. He
Our
loves
daddy
us.
Is... Exactly. He can't. He gave us
it's
his
unconditional
word that he would never be able to
love. That's, he gave his word.
And you know, that's something that we can't do, so we can't really fathom it or understand it. That unconditional
I'm
love.
Oh, I'm learning. I'm learning.
And, you know,
I'm learning.
As we mature in Christ, we get
it
a little bit better. But until we get that glorified body, we're not going to have all of it down pat.
Honey, look. Yeah, it's something wonderful coming. You know it. You know it. But I'm sorry, I don't have a piece for you. I did want to talk to you, and I got a chance to, and my diva beat me to it, so I thank you for the prayers, and thank you for the music.
And you don't have to have a piece. Inspiration factor, we inspire each other with or without poetry, you know?
I know
that's
right.
What makes this platform so wonderful. Pharrell has no idea what he birthed when he started the Inspiration Factory.
Oh, well, I think he got a pretty good idea, honey, because we need it. We need it. We are supposed to come together somewhere. Yeah. We are all supposed to gather around and praise him at some point in time, okay? And if it's the Inspiration Factory that is the vehicle for us to get to that destination, then so be it. It will be done. That's just the way it is, and it's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
You know?
And that's the wonderful thing about it.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Then God puts his hands into it, and there you go.
I mean, let me tell you something. Even the
there
ones that just listen in, they know that they need him. They're coming to get what they need, you know, need that fix. Need to know.
Well,
sometimes it takes
a reminder.
Yeah,
what we already
you
know.
Need to hear it from somebody
but
else
have,
too. You know what?
To take it away from us. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's
exactly.
Right. You hear from somebody else, you know, it lets you know that he is here. It's somebody else here. Somebody here to testify, to tell me. Yeah.
That testimony of somebody else would be just like it was written specifically for you, because it touches and talks about everything that you was going through.
Honey.
Not the person that was testifying, knowing that that was the purpose of that.
You know what?
Because he's behind.
You know what?
He's the master behind it all.
Yes, he
and
is.
He orchestrates the thing. That's how you sitting there scratching your head.
Okay. Now, you know what? And
with
I don't even stretch my head no more. I just say, I know. I just know
right,
now.
Right.
I already know. Okay.
I'm getting to that point
hey.
As well in my growth. But now I start recognizing his hand and even some of the mundane little things. It ain't got to be nothing grandiose. Just some little things. Like,
that's
I didn't
right.
take that right on red, and then the next thing you know, there was an accident.
Yeah.
Hey, that wasn't nothing but God making me not make that right on red, protecting me. And I got to recognize his hand in the midst of that. Yeah.
That's right.
He's there for all. Each and every
you
one
just
of
say,
us.
You know what?
And, you know, we
you
need
just
to stop trying
head,
to figure
you know
out
what?
Why this happened, why that happened, whatever. Just know that it happened, and God is with us, and he's going to bring us through and make us better because we went through that. So don't make sense at that time. None whatsoever. But if you know God, like I know him, you know that he's there and it's going to be all right. Even if I don't understand how or why. I
that's
know
right.
One thing.
And you can't rush him neither.
Oh, no. Because his time is the perfect time. You know, we put ourselves in the midst and our timing is way off, you know. Whether it be CPT, you know, color people time, or whatever kind of time it is, it's not the right time for that thing to work out the way it's supposed to. We need to fall back and understand we need to work on God's time and not our time.
Absolutely. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know,
because I'm always waiting on it.
Okay. I don't know nobody else I'm going to wait on like that. And wait on knowing that it's going to be all right. That's a beautiful thing that I find.
That's the thing
that
right
point.
There. Yup. Yes, indeed.
Even in
you
the waiting
it's
while
gonna be all
right. My head, I know at the end it's going to be all right.
Ooh, yes, indeed. You're going to say it a mouthful. Yes. I know it's going to be just fine. That's why it's good. That's
absolutely.
Why it's so
absolutely.
Easy to give it over to him. Okay? Because you already know. He's proven time and time again and kept his word. He has never disappointed. He's never failed. Not once. And I love it.
Absolutely Whew. Not. Look, even if you don't believe he's going to be there for you, the beautiful thing is he's still not going to disappoint you. He's going to make you understand, oh, my goodness. He really is in the people business and meeting you where you are business. in the restoration business, in the loving you business, in the empowering you business. He in the business for every and anything that is going to take to make you understand that he is and that he loves you no matter what.
Yes, Lord.
Our daddy, the ultimate father.
Yes, Lord. That's so good. It's so good. I got a smile when I talk about him because he's...
When you're talking about him, your mind is racing with so many things that he's done already. Man,
I'm talking about, I'm remembering back to times when I didn't have that much faith, and I was worrying.
Yep.
And I got through it. I got through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was only him that brought me through. Yep, that's what I was. Yes, Lord.
And the difference is now, still scratch your head, but now I scratch my head because I wonder why. I know the how part because of God's grace, God's mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But I still got to scratch my head on the why. Why me, Lord? Why me? And I'll never understand that till I get that glorified body and he reveals it all to me.
It's like some things we're not supposed to know.
To him. Exactly. Because right now we ain't ready.
Right.
Yeah, not ready. But you know what? Your prayer, that prayer request that your twin diva brought on for you just got me in a prayer mood. And I got a prayer warrior on the line with me right now. So can we go to the throne again? I feel like fire.
All right.
This is an unorthodox show. But that's okay. God has his way. We gave it to him, so we got to follow what he wants us to do with this. But Father God.
Amen.
Right now, I come before your throne. We come before your throne, Father God, because my spirit tells me somebody is in the need of prayer. Someone needs a reminder that you are there with them through their ups and their downs and the turmoils, the disappointments, the letdowns, the pain, that you are there with them. And that if they only give it to you, it'll be okay. Father God, we ask that you would place people in the lives of these people that are hurting, that are unsure about their future, unsure about relationships, unsure about their children's future, unsure about their jobs and their future. Father God, touch them. Let them know that you are there in the midst, that if they just trust in you and believe in you and wait on you, everything will work out to their benefit and to your glory, Lord. So, Father God, once again, I'm thanking you in advance for what it is that you're going to do in the lives of these people that are in need of just a little oomph from you. Meet them where they are, Father. Give them what they need, Lord. And if they don't recognize it and can't thank you, Father God, I stand in the midst for them, thanking you, Lord, for what it is that you're going to do in their lives, what you're already doing in. They don't or we don't recognize it just yet, but I know it's happening. I thank you, Lord, just for being the magnificent Father that you are. And it's in the precious name of your mighty Son, Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lord, have your way. Have your way. So you always start this stuff, Danielle. That's you. You're a troublemaker.
That's not trouble. That's a good thing.
And all trouble is there. The Lord troubles
right.
The waters. But for the man, the crippled man, and when he got that water, he walked away. And so all
there
trouble is
bad. They say wait in the
it
water.
Doesn't. Okay. It's just us that put a bad connotation on. But trouble ain't always there. Sometimes we need trouble.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And our daddy gonna give
trouble
us that trouble
water.
That we need.
That's right.
Yeah. He troubled the waters, and them healing powers rose up, And that man that had been crippled and could not walk for all them years, walked away of his own accord, rolled up that mat that they set him on, tucked it under his arms, and walked
away. Walked away.
That's right. He marched up. Onward, Christian soldier, okay?
Onward, Christian.
Because he
troubled
them.
Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Yes. See, you done got farted. See, we in church now. We in church now. Go on.
Okay.
Go on.
Oh, man, church today, being Father's Day, wasn't many people there. I'm standing there, you know, and it's my nephew's church, so I'm, quote, unquote, the security. You know, I stand around watching, I get your water. You know, I be. But the Lord put something on my spirit, and you know me, I don't like getting up in front of folks. But I went up to my nephew and I said, TJ, I need a few minutes. Okay. He never questioned it. I got up there and Lord, did he have his way. He was telling me to tell these folks that whether you're a biological father or not, you still are responsible. Whether you were raised without a father or abusive father or a drunk father or absentee father, whatever kind of father you had, you always had a father. And that was God. He ain't never went nowhere. So no matter what that earthly father did or did not do, you still had a father. But it was the family of parents and more so the father that was there to teach this to their children. When God created the family, the idea of family, a husband and a wife, the man, what is a man's responsibilities? What's the religious teachings and upbringing of the family? And somehow, some way, it switched over to moms. Because we all know, mom don't play. You're going to take your mom to church. You're going to pray before you eat your dinner. You're going to get on your knees tonight and say your prayers. Praise God that she was there in the midst. But tell us, that's our responsibility. I don't know why he put it on us, but there's a reason. So men, remember that. And whether it's your biological child or your neighbor's child, plant them seeds. Hide them. Because the enemy is here to take out our youth. Like I said earlier, you can't bring a building down unless you strike at the foundation.
That's right.
The foundation of the army of God, the foundation of the church is the youth. We need to bring them up. We need to teach them. Then we won't have these misguided youths that we have and have the nerve to call them Generation X or the misguided generation or all of that. We can't do that because we failed by teaching them. So what else are they supposed to be?
Right.
The absence of our teaching is a wide open door for the enemy to come in and place his crap in their minds and in their hearts. And you know, once something hits your heart, it's hard to get rid of.
So you're right about that.
We have to step up our game. And with the power of God, we can reverse all of this. So I got in front of that church and got to preaching. When I sat down, I said, yeah, that was you, Lord, because I don't know where that came from.
Where that came from, right?
That weren't me. That was nothing but God. Happy Father's Day, Father. You still had your way today.
You're a mess. I understand, though. You're right. I've had moments like that.
Yeah. You see that scratching your head. Well, why'd I do that? What made me get up there? Well, I don't have to question it anymore. I know. Like I said before, I know the who's. I just can't understand the why's, but I know he got a plan. And as long as I'm obedient, that plan
away.
Will come to fruition.
Yeah, you walk away talking about, what in the world? Okay.
Man, you walk
all
away
right,
from one. You don't know what you're going to miss. You're going to miss a blessing. You're going to miss something to touch your very soul.
Oh, honey.
Because he's just that loving and that powerful. Ain't nothing
yes, indeed.
After, except for
you're
one
right
thing
about that.
So, if nobody
well, that I can't even say that in the same sentence when referring to him.
Right? They don't go together.
Nope.
Y'all talk about oil and water don't mix. Sin and God don't mix. Now, that's
okay. Okay. This is that's a choice that we make. So.
Yeah. That's the stupidity when we allow the enemy to distract us and to sway us.
Yep.
Because we put our guard down. That's why Ephesians talks about putting on that armor of God. Because on our own accord,
that's right.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, we can mess.
Yeah, we in trouble.
Yeah. So, if you put on that armor, you can't get to you.
That's right.
I was raised in the Kung Fu theater era. I don't know if y'all know about that. But on Saturday, they used to have all the karate shows. Karate guys.
Yeah.
Look, put a fist through a boulder and snatch your heart out on the other side of the boulder. And the boulder is
right.
His body. Okay? They did some fantastic things.
Yes, they did.
And that's how the enemy can do us. He could do some fantastic things. Unless we have on that armor.
That
armor, God, he can go through that building that's as big as Fort Knox, as big as the Empire State Building, as big as whatever. And he ain't going to do nothing but hurt his hand because he done hit the solid rock foundation of God. You can't
there
get
you
through
go. Cannot.
We have
get
so much
it.
Power, so much strength that we just don't call upon. And we suffer
a lot of us don't know. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But, honey, when you do call upon him, you are forced to be reckoned with. Sure. I'm
sit
trying to tell you.
And watch Kung Fu Theater get a new face.
Oh,
you
right,
though. I got so many visions of that Kung Fu Theater going through my head right now. I used to love that, y'all. Then I go outside, I think I'm Bruce Lee or whatever.
Yeah, go make the noise, too. Ka, ha.
Of course. Oh, you can't do it without...
Yep.
You got to have them sound effects.
Yeah.
And it's even more funny when they dub it in English. Because it don't match their mouth movement.
Hey, you ever try to match the sound with the lip, and it just don't work out for you. It just didn't work out. Yeah,
no, it did, but it was so fun try. Lord, how did we get on Kung Fu Theater? See what you do, Danielle.
You start talking about the Forbidden Kingdom and all that stuff. I'm just making the noise. I'm still moving my hands in the karate position.
And then you make the noise and then move your mouth 5 seconds later.
Oh, you better get back to you. We on here cutting up. For real, we'll get you. I ain't starting.
See, these young folks just don't know what bad television is like. It was wonderful. Now you
yes, it was. We didn't have all them
with
issues.
The graphics and everything. Everything is played out for you. Back in the day, you had to put your imagination to work with it, and it was.
You can't top it.
We saw real people back then too.
Yeah. Exactly, not some computer created creature that looked like they real.
That's right.
Weird science. Cut out all them picture clippings and put it in the computer and created that woman.
Made that woman, and caused wreaked all kinds of havoc. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where one of them got turned into a pile of doo-doo.
I know.
The bad brother.
Well, he deserved it. He deserved it because he was pile of crap.
Hey, careful what you ask for. You just might get it. And be careful what you do to others because it might bounce back on you.
Oh, trust me, it's going to come back on you because, see, you got to be chastised just like any other one of his children, okay? You mess with us, you're messing with him. And that's just the way it is. He tell you don't touch him. Don't touch us.
Okay? Do not touch my anointed. And the crazy thing is, we expect that protection for ourselves, but oftentimes don't recognize when we do something to somebody else, that's also one of his children.
That's right.
So the same protection we got, they got.
That's right. And that is why I send out love and light to everybody. I put a white light around everybody, okay, so I know I'm covered. Because I don't have time for hate and grudges and just being angry. That stuff does not serve my highest self. It doesn't. It doesn't do anything for me but make me feel bad. That's it.
Okay. And
it might affect me for a little bit, huh?
You're the only one that it bothers. When you have something against somebody else, a lot of times they clueless that you really feel that type of way. But the only one that's hurt by it is you. So you're dumb
that's
behind to hurt yourself, blaming it on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's like
but
I said.
If you, like you said, you put that white light, you send out nothing but love to kindness, you don't allow the enemy a chance to use those negative things and fester them within you to steal your joy. Because that's his job.
That's it.
He told
there
God
you go. Tell him again.
And he's roaming around seeking who he can devour.
Not this way.
You know,
not this way. Not in this lifetime. Not going to happen. It used to get me. I used to let him in all the time. And was I vengeful. But I learned my lesson. I said, that don't do nothing for me but make me sick.
Okay.
And I would just, I've been giving it to him for a minute.
Homies.
Okay. Whoa.
I thought all that issue was showing me and sending me and flowering me and bamboozling me with what I wanted. Until my father lifted them scales and said, you big dummy.
Okay.
Will you really take a look
at
that?
That's right.
Now, is that what you really want for your life?
Okay.
Or remember what I showed you before and I offered to you? Offer still stands.
Mm-hmm.
It's still here.
It's
just
still there.
Back.
Ooh, child. I'm trying to tell you.
Come on back.
Yes.
Backtrack
that's
a
it.
Little bit. Yeah.
That's it.
Backtrack.
Take my hand.
When you first loved me, return to that spot.
When you first love me.
Get
that
new grace all over.
Read a word.
Get that new release all over again. Get that new strength all over again. That whole experience all over again. And
that's
go
right.
on, keep moving. And we're going to fall.
Right.
We're going to fall because it's in our nature. We're going to fall. God expects
us.
But what he hopes and looks for and demands of us is to get back up.
That's
and then the Karate Kid, when that man messed his ankle up, his girlfriend all the time, Daniel, get up. That's God. Get up. You got the victory. Just get back up. As long as you lay down in that fallen state, you lost. Get back up and let me give you that victory. That man sat there with one leg, the other leg was all discombobulated, and God made a way. He came up with a new kind of kick and put him right to sleep on that bad leg. All he had to do was get up. If he didn't get up, he'd have lost. He got a victory because he got back up. That's what all of us, we have the victory. Don't sit there and dwell on where you are in that muck, in that mire, in that depressed state, in that unsure state. Don't stay there. Get up. Grab that victory that God has for you. Just trust him. Put it in his hands and step back. And don't reach forward to take it back again. Leave it there. Fight yourself and leave it there.
That's it.
And watch God be God.
There you go. Watch him work.
Man, you know.